is thy faithfulness. Father, we thank you. You are God that is too faithful that cannot fail. You have never failed for once. And you will never fail at all. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We have come to our faithful Father. And Lord, as we go into what this morning, we ask and we pray that your word will come afresh, alive, and anew in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask that your word will penetrate into every life, into every soul. And we do the work of renewal, of healing, of strengthening, of miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us put hands together for the Lord. I want to especially bless the name of the Lord this morning for our choir. Let's put hands together for the Lord. The Lord has used them to bless us powerfully. And since the beginning of service this morning, right from the Oka's prayer meeting through to the prayers and ministrations and the choir, God has been gracious. God has been awesome. This morning, I want to start a new series. And this series might take us for the next 4 or 5 weeks. I don't know yet, but it's surely not going to be less than 4 parts. And I want to remind us that God gave us a word that this is a new season. And that's part of this. I'm thanking you for choir. That irrespective of whatever, God is still faithful to his word, to his promise, to his covenant, and is going to be faithful always unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is a new season. And this morning, I am starting a series on what I call attitude for the new season. Attitude for the new season. I will take my text briefly. I hope there's no echo from here. I will take my text briefly from the book of Psalm 104, verse 19a, and we then move to Daniel chapter 2, verse 21a. I want us to read it in sequence. Psalm 104, verse 19a. And after that, we go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 21a. So let's see Psalm 104 first. He appointed the moon for seasons, and the sun knows is going down. He appointed the moon for what? For seasons. Let's now go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 says, 1a and 21a, and he changes the times and seasons. In Psalm 104, the Bible says that he appointed the moon for seasons, which means with every coming moon, there's a change of season. And even those in the occultic realm, they always watch for the new moon. Do you know that? I was going through a clip sent to me by my wife this last week of some people, call them sisters. And they said they made that drug at the beginning of the new moon. They watch for the new moon before they make the drug. So God appointed moons for season. Which means at the beginning of every moon is a new season. And when you now go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, he said that he changed times and season. And so God has decided that this year is giving you a new season of joy, of grace, of progress in the mighty name of Jesus. So it does not matter the season you have been before and you're unhappy about. I'm reminding you that a new season has come. But God has promised a new season. However, there are some set of attitude that we have to know that we need. Because every new season comes with new opportunities. I want to welcome even especially JUPEP students who are entering the program because a new season has come. But every season comes with its challenges, with its opportunity, with the grace to turn things around. But for you to maximize the benefit of every season, you need a set of attitude. When you bring the wrong attitude to the new season, it might be a challenge getting the benefit of that season. And that's why the Bible says you cannot put a new wine in the old bottle. So at the end of the day, the bottle will break. You lose both the bottle and the wine. So this morning, I'm starting what I call the acting for news so that we know about this, so that we can maximize the season we are in. Let me say, I'm going to just introduce message today and give general framework. As from next week, I'm going to break it down into bit by bit. But I'm going to give a general background today. I want you to know again that if you fail to understand that the sin you are in requires you to behave in a new way and to have a new mode of thinking, you might be making a big mistake. So, as laying the background for this morning, I'll just talk about what are the right kind of attitude that we must bring into the new season so that we can be able to get the best out of it. The first thing I want to say this morning is that if you realize that God has brought you to a new season, you must be a man of strong conviction. Because the enemy will challenge you in the new season. Because the devil wants to oppose you in the new season. Because situation and circumstances will be orchestrated against you in the new season. But you must be a man of strong conviction. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, said that all things work together for good for those who love God. You must believe that no matter what the devil brings up, whatever he orchestrates in this season, that they will work at the end of the day together for your good. You are to be strong on your conviction. And in that regard, you must put the past in check and put the future in focus. The mistake you can make in the new season is not to be able to keep the past in check. Because if you don't keep the past in check, you will lose the focus on the future. And the focus is what God is about to do. So no matter your experiences, no matter the situation you have passed through, no matter what has happened before, you must keep that in check and keep your focus on the future. Don't reside in the past, in the new season. And that is what was trying to was happening to Paul. If you look at, we're not going to read, they can read it at all, we can note it down. When you go to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 26, verse 26, he came, well, first of all, he said, I am persuaded. When Caesar throw death at you, because you are persuaded, you know God will remove the death and turn it to diadem. First of all, told Paul, you are mad. So, Caesar will throw death at you, but because you are persuaded, you know that God will remove that death and replace with what? Diadem. Say, so, I am persuaded. When you get to Romans chapter 8, verse 28 again, he said, I am persuaded. When you get to Romans chapter 14, verse 14, he said, I am persuaded. When again you go to Romans chapter 15, verse 14, he said, I am persuaded. So when Satan begins to throw things that are contrary to take, stand up and say, I am persuaded of the Lord. When the enemy try to bring stumbling block, tell yourself, I am persuaded that this stumbling block will be my stepping stone. When the enemy try to bring setback, tell yourself and tell the Lord, I am persuaded because this setback God will use to set me up again. I am possibly a man of strong conviction. If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, let's read that one. 1 Timothy chapter 12, chapter 1, verse 12. What did he say? Quickly. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy rather. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And we know that things. No. I said 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For the reason, I also know, suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. And I am persuaded that is able to keep that which I've committed to his hand until that day. I am not ashamed. Throw death at me. I am not ashamed. Try to put setback. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. Bring stumbling block. I'm not ashamed. Because I am persuaded. Until you are persuaded, you might only be living in the realm of wishes. So in this new season, you must have that, be a man of strong conviction that no matter what the enemy try to bring across you, your confidence is in the word and the promise of the Lord. And the choir has told us, the sanctuary this morning, that God is faithful. And because God is faithful, whatever God has said, has promised you this year, irrespective of what's happening, the second wave of the pandemic, say, I am persuaded. Are you persuaded? Are you persuaded, or are you already becoming jittery? But there's something about this persuasion
or what the Lord is going to do or is doing. And a caveat I want us to look at in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 20, quickly. If I go on, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 20, so that we'll get it clear how to really know, appropriate it. He said that, 40 verse, the beast of the field will honor me, the jackal and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and the river in desert to give to my people, my chosen. I will give drink. I will bring water in the wilderness, in the desert. But who will drink of it? Who are the people? My people, my chosen. The first question I want to ask before we go further, are you one of those chosen? Are you one of these people of the Lord? Let nobody leave the service today. If you have not attended, you have not at any point in time come to the point of saying, Lord, I give my life unto you. I surrender myself unto you. I want to be born again and I want to write my name in the book of life. It is when you have done that, that this thing applies to you. Because when God will bring the water out of the wilderness, out of the desert, when he removes shame from people, when he will quench their thirst, he said, it is for who? My people. It is for the chosen. So make sure that you remain one of his chosen. Make sure that you don't wander away. Make sure that you don't go outside the fence. Make sure that you don't go away from the territory. Once you are within the territory of the Lord and you are one of the chosen, let your conviction be strong. As long as your conviction is strong, there's nothing that will happen. But only what will happen is that the promise of God will come to pass. And you enjoy your new season. And the second thing, that attitude we must develop. The first I talk about being more strong conviction. The second attitude you must develop in the new season is that you must learn how to maximize the use of the mortar and the sword. Mortar, M-O-R-T-A-R. M-O-R-T-A-R. Mortar. Learn to maximize the combination of the use of the mortar and the sword. When I'm talking about mortar, we are talking about strategy. Thank God for the Bible study, which we are going through. The mortar is about the strategy. It's about the plan. It's about what you are putting on the table to advance the cause of God for your life, to pursue the purpose and the promise of God so that you can enjoy your new season. But if you only depend on the mortar, let me tell you, that cannot alone allow you to have the victory. You must combine the mortar with the sword. The sword is the power of God. You go with mortar in one hand and the sword on the second hand. That's how you can enjoy your new season. Because as you are making your plans, there are some forces, there are some situations that are trying to scatter. So you need to use the sword of the spirit against them. Are you listening to me? Mortar in one hand, sword on the other. That is the way to get the promise of God for you in the new season. It's not time just to go back and just be drawing plans and plans and plans and plans and strategies. It's the time to combine the sword with the mortar, the strategy with the power. If you look at the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 13, you see that we can read it. I didn't want us to read, but we can look at it quickly. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. So you see, how the power and the strategy came into play. Joshua chapter 5 verse 13, it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eye and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his what? Sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said, are you for us or against us? And what was the answer? If you go to, maybe we read verse 6. What's that? Go to the next verse. Verse 13. So he said, no, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. I have now come. God realized that the strategy of Joshua must be accomplished by his power. And I brought the angel that draw the sword. So for you to advance this year, my brother, my sister, you must hold the mortar. In one minute, you are not lazy. You are not saying because God has said it will come to pass. When somebody is also using only the sword without the mortar, it's like you are going to make God a liar. You are praying, you are fasting, but you have no strategy. You have no plan. You have no clue. You are clueless. You are just sitting in your premises and claiming the promises. Lie down on your bed and expecting manna to form of heaven. It will not work. So don't make God a liar. You don't just don't depend on the sword alone. Don't depend on the sword alone. You must have the mortar on your one hand and sword on the other hand, so that as you are planning, them is trying to scatter, you the sword to deal with them. So everybody must have this attitude of a warrior, a strategist and a warrior. You must combine the two of them together. When you see a man of strategy and he's not a warrior, it's either the enemy will cut him down or they will scatter his plan. And when you see a man who is a warrior without being a strategist, you see that he will just be grounded on the same spot, even though he's doing everything he thinks that is okay. So you must combine it. You must have that attitude. So I'm telling you, the member of the house of Judah, we are a new season. But hold the mortar in one hand and the sword on the other, and go into the field and go into the harvest and harvest the fruit of your blessings of the new season. It's not time to be slack. It's not time to be redundant. It's not time to be lazy. It's not time to take the back seat. It's time to push forward with the mortar on one hand and then the sword on the other. And number three, it's the time to appreciate the value of right networking. We are in a new season. We want to have the benefit of the new season. But please appreciate the value of the right networking. And I'm choosing my word advisedly. I said the right networking, because you're also going to wrong networking. Networking is good, but there's the right networking, there's the wrong networking. But let me tell you, God does not expect to work in silos. I've told you this again and again. You cannot maximize the benefit of the new season if you are just a low ranger, if you are just a loner, if you are just alone, if you are just on your own. And each time I think of this, the passage that comes to my mind is Luke chapter 5 verse 6 to 7. I want us to read it again. Each time I think about the right networking in the new season, I always think and meditate on the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 6 to 7. I want us to look at it again. And when he had done this, he caught a great number of what? Fish. And what happened? And the net was breaking. God brought him to a new season. He was in a new season. And in that new season, there was a border of blessing that he was beyond his own capacity. And what happened? The net broke. Now we'll go to the next verse. So they signal to their partners. I try to deny that one. They signaled to their partner in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled the boat that they began to sink. Let me ask you a question. Peter was in a season of drought. True of us. God brought it a new season of abundance. True of us. But if he didn't have partner, if he was alone, when that blessing came and then the net broke, what would happen? Do you think would have gone back? Would he have been able to maximize the benefit of new season? Would he have been able to do that? But because he was working in a network. See, many of us, the mentality we have is that what I'm doing, I don't want anybody to know. Oh, I want to surprise them. I want to take them by surprise. Who are you taking by surprise? What are you doing that nobody has done before? There's nothing new under the sun. What I'm trying to say is not that we go and now become, you know, a loose canoe. I'm be running Ora Dauria, saying everything anyhow. Don't get me wrong. But you must find the right partner in anything that you are doing. And network. And I thank God for those of you who are just about joining CNET. Those of you who are Jupiter students, you are coming. What in this network? We call it Cedar Youth Network. When you are alone, you think alone. But when you have the right company, Bible says, once you are chased, 1,000. And two are chased, 10,000. So walk in this network. As people will say, or the young boy will say, why are you in the brain? Those of you who are just coming in Jupe, you are in the brain. Are you agree with me? So walk in the right network. Don't think, yes, I'm just the one that I'm able to do it. Go and look at the Bible. Go and look at, there's nobody in this life who is able to do anything significant without having other people to help him or her. It's not possible. Even Jesus didn't make it alone. I've told you before, even when he was going to the cross, he fell down. Somebody had to help him to carry the cross through a force. So please, for you to enjoy and maximize this new season, you must call your attitude of networking in the right way. Appreciate the value of the right networking. And because of my time, let me go to the next one. Is that if you will enjoy the benefits of the new season, you must strengthen your faith in his word. What the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, so my God will supply all your needs and riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You must strengthen your faith in, let the word hit it, let it become life. Strengthen your faith in it, and whatever God says, do it. I will give you a story. We are not going to read because of my time. Because like I said today, I don't want to provide the general background. By next week, I'm now beginning to break it down to bits and pieces. Look at the widow of Zarephath. They were in a season of famine. Two of us. Everything was dry. Even the rich was crying. Or were crying. The high and the mighty were suffering. Everything was done. But God sent Elijah to Zarephath. And he sent to a man, woman that just had the last meal in the house. And when he came to the woman and asked the woman, and the woman said that she only have what to prepare for what? But he said, no, don't do that. Go and get my own first. It is not logical. See, I'm not preaching a message on giving today. I will talk about giving later on. But I'm talking about sticking and standing by the word of God. So God was about to bring this woman to a new season. But she needed to believe God. She needed to act on the word of God before the new season could come. Otherwise, she would have died with her child in the old season. See, sometimes what God, the instruction God will want to give you, the directive God wants to give you, the leading God may want to give you, might be contrary to your common sense. That is why I was saying the other time, don't let us be too intelligent for God to deal with. Don't let us be too academic for God to deal with. See, academy is good. I am in that profession. But one of the limitations or the downside of that profession is that when people to get fixated on their logic, on their reasoning, and they are not flexible, they can miss out on God. So I know we have academics in the house, and we are blessed with all them. From any kind of profession we want to talk about, we have it in this church, two of us. We want to talk of pharmacy, we want to talk of nursing, we want to talk of medicine, we want to talk of engineering, we want to talk of agriculture, we want to talk of liberal heart, we want to talk of law. We have all of them here, two of us, by the grace of God. Yeah, clap for God. Want to clap for God. But let it be our strength. Don't let it be our battles. Don't let it be our heel of Achilles. Don't let it be one that will make us to develop clay feet. Let us loosen ourselves from the way we have fixated our minds. Let us loosen ourselves from our logic. Let us loosen ourselves from our biases. Let us loosen ourselves from our orientation and try to focus and live and follow the word of God. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Your academic knowledge will give you just your own understanding. It does not give you revelation. You don't get revelation from academic undertakings. You only get knowledge. You get understanding. Revelation comes from God. And what is the use of knowledge without revelation? You are limited. So please, let us make sure that we strengthen our faith in the word this year so that we can maximize the benefit of the new season. Do not be stuck down by your understanding. When you see a man who is fixed in his own way, you tell him this is the way that Lord is. He said, no. Pastor is saying his own. The church is saying their own. My unit leader is saying his own. This year, let us strengthen our faith in the word of God. And when we strengthen our faith in the word of God, we'll be able to maximize the benefit of the new season. That woman would have died in the old season because the instruction she was receiving was contrary to common sense. And finally, before we pray this morning, because I told this just for introduction, serve God with all diligence. Serve God with all diligence for you to maximize the benefit of this season. And each time I look at John chapter 12, verse 26, I want us to read it, and I want everybody to meditate on this. And if you like, challenge God with it. Look, I'm telling you, this is what I've done before. On my own as a person, I've stood before God by grace and challenging with this verse. John chapter 2 verse 3 said that if any man serve me, what did he say? Eh? Let him follow me. And who and where I am, then thy you also be. I'm not seeing this very well. Let me look at it from here. The light is interfering. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be. If anyone serve me, him my Father will honor. If any man serve me, him my Father will. Let me tell you something. And I'm telling you this testimony, I've had time to challenge you with this word before. I started to in my life. I said, God, you said that if any man serve you, Jesus, say him your Father honor. And I said, God, this is your word. Because within the limit of my understanding ability, I'm serving you. Therefore, honor your word and honor me. And God came to my rescue. Serve God with all the young so they can go before him. And said, God, present your case. Said that if any man serve me, he will my Father honor. So serve him with all, so that when the enemy comes with all the kind of thing to change the lot of the new season, you can go before God. Say, no, God, this is not what you said. Oh, I'm not going to take this dummy. The devil will come with a dummy. Yeah, it's a new season, but dummy will be presented by the devil. But when you on your own, you have known you have done your bit as much as you can, as human being, you serve him diligently, you can challenge him. You can tell, if any man serve me, he will my Father honor. So you cannot serve God and the enemy will dishonor you. It's not allowed. You cannot serve him and the enemy will disgrace you. It's not allowed. You cannot serve God and the enemy will debase you. It's not allowed. He that serve me, he will my Father honor. The way to receive the honor of the new season is to serve the Lord. Serve him with all diligence. But please don't go by half measure. Don't go by half measure. Go all out for him. Give him everything. Give him every push. Throw yourself into the work. Throw yourself into his work. Throw yourself into his kingdom. Give all your heart to him. And then go to him with his word. And challenge the enemy with the word of God. He that serves me, him will my Father honor. So this is, I want you to take note of this year. Number one, be a man of strong conviction. Number two, maximize the use of the mortar and the sword. The mortar in one hand and the sword on the other one. And number three, appreciate the value of the right networking. And I said, number four, make sure that you focus on, you strengthen your faith in the word. And number five, I said, serving with all your diligence. To wrap up this introduction aspect of this way this morning, I just want to go to Ezekiel chapter 34. I read verse 25 to 26, and we're going to pray. Ezekiel chapter 34. Verse 25 to 26. Ezekiel 34, verse 25 to 26. I will make a covenant of peace with them. I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. Verse 26. And I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. And I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Hallelujah. This year, even when, if the world becomes wilderness, you are going to dwell in safety because you are a new season. Bible says it will make everything around you
to be a blessing. And when the Bible is talking about showers of blessing, that means that what do you mean by shower? It's something that, you know, envelops you, that soaks you. A shower is not a drop. True of us. You say, I'm going to take a shower. That means you want to be drenched this year by the grace of the Lord. That will drench you with his blessing in the new season. But not, you must have a new set of attitude. I've just talked about Jeff framework. I'll be breaking down little by little from next week. But know one thing. You are in the season of showers of blessing. And I want to reiterate, this blessing is for the chosen. This one is for those wise people. But as long as you choose to be one of the chosen this morning, you are going to experience showers of blessing. Can we stand on our feet and take that song? There shall be a shower of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. This is... I think the choir should lead us. Somebody should lead us. Ada bro, Paul.
Showers. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. We drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings, precious the burdens of gold. Over the hill and the valley, sons of abundance of grace.
And I want you now to begin to cry unto the Lord that God, I want to experience showers of blessing this year. This is a new season. Yes, I want to experience showers of blessing. Just speak unto the Lord. Just speak unto the Lord. I'm going to pray for everybody. But I want to tell God that this year, I want to experience, I don't want just a drop. I don't just want bits and pieces. I'm asking for the showers of blessing this year. Because this is what you are promised. This is the promise of the Lord. This is your covenant. And you said this is our new season. I must maximize it. Mehuraba shantalaba. Raunta ikaski po shopuliba. Raanda koskepo. Raide keskepo shibaliga. Indo sopoliga shindaliga. And begin to pray that God will help you to exhibit the right set of attitude for the new season. So that I can tap into what God is about to do this year in this place. That God will help you to exhibit, to imbibe the right kind of attitude. The right kind of attitude to be able to maximize what God has promised us in this place this year. Mahidalaba, Rausekepo, Raantaliba, Raisekepo, Yairaba Sandalaba, Rekoskopo Shibaliga, Raandaku Shibuliga. And we will go to God. Look, I am persuaded that whatever you have promised me this year, I am persuaded that this year is my year of new season. I am persuaded that no setback will draw me back. I am persuaded that no stepping stone, no stumbling block will stop me. I am persuaded that no devil will hold me back. I am persuaded that no circumstance, no situation will discourage me. I am persuaded, Paul said, I am persuaded that it is not whatever. I am persuaded that which you have promised, you are able to keep. This year, I am convinced, I am persuaded by you, Lord. Maska papa, shatalaba, rakaskipo, rakaskipo shibaliga, raanda supo shibuliga, raansadalaga, regesepo shimboliga, imbroso poligo, Irima stand alaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, before I pray for everybody, I want to give this opportunity for those who have not at one point in before say, Lord, I come unto you to be one of your chosen so that I can enjoy this. Or maybe you have done that before and you have wondered the way you know that you have gone outside the fence. I want there's anybody like that here, there's no shame. I'll just lift your right hand wherever you ask so that I can benefit from this season. I want to see your right hand up so that I can pray for you before I pray general prayer. You know, this morning, I want to say, I want to be one of your chosen so that I can get the benefit of a new season. You go to the book of Psalm 1, God bless you, I'm waiting for others. You go to the book of Psalm 105, verse 6, it talks about the breath. Just project, God bless you, raise your hand very well. Project Psalm 105, verse 6 quickly on the screen for me so that we can read Psalm 105, verse 6. Psalm 105, verse 6. Yes, that's it. The old seed of Abraham is servant, each children is chosen once. You want Abraham blessings cannot be yours if nobody is chosen. So lift your right, God bless you. I'm waiting for others. If you want to say this morning, whether you're in the gallery or you are here, yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So I want you now to speak unto God as you lift your hand. Just say after me, Lord Jesus, I come unto you today. I surrender myself unto you. And I say that you write my name in the book of life. Make me one of the elect. Let me one of your chosen. And from now onward, I enter into my new season. And from now onward, I will enjoy the benefit of the new season and the benefit of the chosen in the mighty name of Jesus. So I want to pray for you. I want the ushers just to give the, let the usher just move near the, as I pray. Father, I pray for your son. I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you write his name in the book of life. I ask, O Lord God, that today shall be a new beginning. And Lord, I ask that you cause to maximize the benefit of a new season in the mighty name of Jesus. A new day, a new dawn has come into his life, and this will be a landmark in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. From today onward, he will step higher, he will go forward, he will go strong, he will be kept and guided by you and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. So I want us to lift our hands unto the Lord as I pray for everybody. So the usher should attend to that later. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. Lord, you said this is a new season. None of us will miss out of it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My Lord and my God, I pray that whatever the enemy has been planning to make people to miss out on your promises for this year, Lord, I annul it in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, no matter what might be the situation this year, because you have promised us, this your people will enjoy abundance. No matter what is happening in the locality or globally this year, this your people will experience showers of blessings. When Israel look like desert or wilderness, this one will experience a divine grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, our attitude will not take us out of your blessings. Our attitude will not deny us from your blessings. You help us, O Lord God, to imbibe the right attitude for the season of blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Put us before you.